Online at signal107.co.uk, on FM and on your mobile or tablet. This is Signal 107 News.
With your latest news update, I'm Mitch Reshton. 16 people have been killed after a petrol bomb was thrown into a restaurant in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Security officials say three men attacked the venue in the city centre before fleeing the scene. Police in Wolverhampton are hunting three men who raided the homes of pensioners in Bilston, leaving them terrified. The burglaries happened at homes on St Chad's Road and Lunt Road between 6 and 7 on Wednesday night. Detectives have described the robberies as despicable. Elsewhere, police are asking for more information after two burglaries in Worcestershire. They happened on Wednesday and Thursday last week in Alvechurch and Kings Norton. Labour have won the Oldham West and Royton by-election with a majority of more than 10,000. Deputy leader Tom Watson says the win shows how popular Jeremy Corbyn is among voters. Now, 3 million older people say they fear they'll be alone this Christmas. Age UK says families are more geographically scattered than ever before, while many of us risk isolating older people by using electronic devices. Dame Esther Ranson is the founder of Silverline, a helpline for older people. She says Christmas can be really hard if you're by yourself.
They need to feel wanted, they need to feel valued. And for an awful lot of them, some of our Silverline callers tell us that Christmas is just another day they have to get through.
There's currently 14 flood warnings in place across the region, with the Environment Agency monitoring levels of the 7 at Shrewsbury, Ironbridge and Bewdley. Hereford and Worcester's Environment Agency manager Dave Throop says there is a chance of more flooding.
It isn't over, if you like. There is more rain forecast. The rivers now are very high. The floodplains are full. Whatever additional rain we do get is going to push levels back up very quickly.
And Red Hot Chili Peppers will headline next year's Reading and Leeds Festival. The US rockers will make a return to the festival in August, having topped the bill in 1994, 99 and 2007. On our website, after his HIV interview, now Charlie Sheen's being sued by an ex-girlfriend. All the details are at signal107.co.uk.